October 10th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, spiritually, it was a successful weekend. Certain spirits were confronted that had not been challenged in the past. I must warn you, however, Satan's attacks against this mission are going to increase in strength and numbers. Always be prepared, not just at the time of the events. Understand that this is a good sign, a sign that you are disturbing his evil plans. This is the age of his final battle. The ministry is in the way. Do not fear. Your strength is from me, my Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the end, Satan will be stripped of his power and will return to hell forever. He knows his time is limited, and so too his opportunities. Clothe yourselves in courage, the courage that comes from above. Call upon me in any threatening situation. I will never abandon you in your battles against evil. Holy love conquers all." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.